boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 26-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
We were talking about what makes people buy, what makes people sell. What are the top motivators for people to buy now?
You know, interestingly enough, the first one is I'm tired of my home. So this is assuming you're already in a house and you want to move, and it's basically you're tired of it.
Okay.
You want a new house. I know my own personal home, you know, you start to collect a lot of clutter and you feel like you need a new home.
And maybe even just remodeling is not going to do it for you.
Right. And the fact that they're getting that appreciation, they're confident that the market's returning. So that seems to be the number one reason.
Okay. What about number two?
Number two, interest rates are very attractive. You know, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage is like 3.63. It's under 4%. So it is still extremely, you know, attractive. And we really haven't seen these rates since 1971.
Yeah.
So that's number two. Number three, home prices are favorable. You know, lots of parts of the country, the home prices are still down. We're not back to our 2006 price points.
Yeah, and it's location, 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 right? So if you're smart and you look in the right areas, you can probably even do better.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, absolutely.
Okay.
And then, you know, some people now have the money. You think about it, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs, but now they've got a steady income, they've got their money. Especially the 25 to 34-year-olds, they cited having more money to be their number one motivating factor. So they've been able to, you know, save up some. And then the fifth reason is just a change in family circumstances, you know, births, deaths, families merging together.
Sure. Well, that's an age-old reason.
Absolutely.
To move because you've got a bigger family now, you need more room.
Yep, and I love the idea of just being tired of your house and buying a new one. Keeps me in business.
I bet you do. I bet you do. So it's like having, you know, having an old dress or something, right?
Exactly.
Well, I'm tired of it.
People have seen me in this house. I need a new one.
Exactly. When people are buying new construction, what are some of the costly mistakes that they make when they're looking to buy?
You know, the number one is overbuilding. You know, they start off with wanting the big house. They'll build a, you know, 5,000 square foot home. And, you know, the average price to build a home is like $105 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to shave that by 500 square feet, that's a $50,000 savings.
Yeah.
So that seems to be, you know, the number one. Just overbuilding, getting more than what you really need.
Well, I think it's also a mistake in many cases because the upkeep of a large home is that much more expensive.
Sure, and there's purchasing of the furniture and everything else that goes along with
it. Yeah, you may have this big home with these high ceilings and your furniture now looks like dollhouse furniture.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then number two, consider the resale value, you know, at the beginning. For example, some people will go build something too customized. You know, all my dream house is to have a five-story home. So they build this beautiful five-story home. And then the reality hits, nobody wants to buy a five-story home with no elevator. Who wants to walk all those stairs?
Right.
So you have to think about what you're building. It may be your dream home, but you may pay for it in the end when you go to try to resell it.
Yeah, so be reasonable. Get what you want, but also keep in mind the end goal, which will be eventually one day you're going to want to sell it and you're going to want to have something that gets the best dollar.
Exactly. And then weighing the upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have all these options and you can easily, you know, you build the basic house and then you start throwing in the upgrades. You know, you don't want to be too conservative or, you know, too crazy with them. You can easily make a $200,000 house $400,000. You know, for example, some things can be changed out. This is a simple example. Start off with carpet, then you can change it later to wood floors if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Other things such as, for example, a basement. If you're in an area where a basement is important, you're not going to be able to put a basement in after the fact. So spend the money on things that are more permanent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just be careful where you're spending your money on the upgrades.
All right. And then finally,
stay on top of the process. Make sure everything that, you know, while your home's being built, that it's meeting your expectations. And ask questions. You know, be proactive in the process.
Mm-hmm. Well, changing topics here, you know, we talk a lot about millennials now. They're the up-and-coming generation. And, of course, they're slowly but surely, you know, pushing out the baby boomers as baby boomers retired. I guess about 10,000, it's hard to believe this number, but 10,000 baby boomers retire each day.
I know. Or is it 10,000 retire each day and half of them plan to downsize?
Oh, well, that's the part that you noticed, right?
So that's music to my ears.
That's right.
So what we have here, Steve, is the baby boomers downsizing, moving into condos and apartments, while the millennials are trying to move into their first condos.
I see. So there's some competition
there. Yeah, we've got this clash going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby boomers are winning out. They have the money, so they're getting the, you know, properties that are closer to downtown or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And the millennials are getting squeezed out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So there is this clash going on between the two.
You know, I've seen it over and over again, but while millennials may not have as much money as baby boomers, when it comes to spending on things that they want, they will pay up.
That's right.
Right? Being closer to an urban center may be one. You know, this whole idea of buying a $5 cup of coffee or whatever it may be, if it's important to them, they're going to spend the money.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we see that just in their consumption of goods.
Well, we only have about a minute left, but I definitely wanted to cover this topic, and I'm just going to read the headline. Property management tool identifies dog droppings. Quickly.
Real quick, in a lot of apartment complexes, people have dogs, which is great, but they're getting DNA tests done on them so they can identify who didn't clean up their dog poop.
Okay, so let's back up here. So they're going to demand that you take a swab of inside your dog's mouth.
Yep.
And they're going to catalog that DNA. And then then if they see a dog dropping in the neighborhood, they're going to do a test on that and they're going to be able to identify who the dog is and thereby identify the owner.
That's right. And they can't say anymore, that's not my dog's.
Well, I wonder if they send it to Ancestry.com.
I wonder where the German Shepherd and the Irish Setter come from.
Yeah, they probably don't come from anywhere near those places. You know, they probably come from, I don't know, China or something.
France.
All right. As always, we have Terry Story with our Real Estate Roundup. Of course, this is the place every single week we get to talk to Terry Story and find out what's going on in the real estate market. And Terry can be found at TerryStory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with Certified Financial Planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.